Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In NFL news, a total of 66 players have opted out of the 2020 season due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic, nearly half of them linemen. 20 offensive linemen and 11 on defense opted out before yesterday's deadline. No team has come close to New England in losing players for the upcoming season, which begins September 10th. Including Tom Brady, who went to Tampa Bay, the team is missing running back Brandon Bolden, offensive tackle Marcus Cannon, safety Patrick Chung, linebacker Dante Hightower, tight end Matt Lacoste, wide receiver Marquise Lee, offensive lineman Najee Turan, and fullback Dan Vitale. Players with a medical opt-out will receive a $350,000 stipend, while those voluntarily opting out receive $150,000 as an advance against future salaries. Taking a look at some of yesterday's scores in soccer last night, Orlando City held off Minnesota United 3-1 to advance to the final in the MLS's back tournament. The title match is next Tuesday. Orlando faces the Portland Timbers, who beat the Philadelphia Union 2-1 on Wednesday. In the NHL, Scott Laughton scored 2 goals and Travis Sanheim added 1 to lead the Flyers to a 3-1 win over the Capitals. The Flyers play Tampa Bay on Saturday and the winner will earn the top seed in the East for the Stanley Cup playoffs. In Major League Baseball, JT Realmuto hit a 3-run homer, Hector Neris struck out Aaron Judge in a big spot, and the Phillies beat the Yankees 5-4. And at Saratoga Racecourse, 3-year-old stallion Jolting Joe took the New York Stallion Series Cab Calloway Division with a time of 1 minute 43.07 seconds. Saturday is the $1 million Traverse Stakes. The New York bred horse Tis the Law, who already won the Belmont Stakes, is the even money favorite in the 8-horse field. For more sports stories, visit WAMC.org. I'm Jesse King.